I'm Terry Van Dyne, and I represent most of Buncombe County in the North Carolina Senate.
Okay, and as reported by the Citizen Times this morning, you were involved in a meeting with Senator Tom Apodaca regarding Asheville City Council. Can you tell me what occurred during that meeting?
Senator Apodaca presented to us maps for a plan to district the city council elections.
Okay. Were the maps drawn and specific?
Yes. We have not seen a bill with the details about how they would be implemented, but the actual districts have been drawn.
Okay. And so this was a meeting called by Senator Apodaca?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this the first that you had heard about this, or was this something that had been floating around?
I heard about it last week. Senator Apodaca mentioned it to the mayor, Esther Mannheimer, and she shared that with me. I was hoping it was something he was just thinking about, but clearly they had been working on this for a while.
I see. And did you get a sense that this is something that's going to be put forward in the form of a bill anytime soon?
Absolutely.
Okay. And did he give any indication of when that might happen?
No, he didn't. He invited us to provide him, he gave us 48 hours to look at it and respond.
48 hours to respond. Okay. And so that meeting was yesterday, so you have one more day to respond. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What were your initial reactions?
Like so much of the legislation that is being drafted in this session, I was dismayed with the lack of input from the people who are going to be affected. I think it may even be a well-intended bill. However, we saw this with 873. When you come up with a scheme that's going to affect people and you don't invite their input in developing that scheme, you fail to build trust, okay? 873 was the tuition bill. And not to take you off message, but what happened with that, they came up with a plan to reduce tuition at some schools without any input from those schools, and it made people distrustful of their motives. In Asheville, we have been the recipient of a lot of legislation by the General Assembly that did not include our input. And so we are a little distrustful of the motive of the General Assembly. And so when they come up with a scheme and don't bring us to the table to develop that, it further erodes that trust. And we need to have a trusting relationship with the legislature. So my biggest concern was the way it was done, and it was done without consultation. Our delegation include three representatives and two senators, and the fact that one senator could do this without talking to the rest of his delegation, I think is inappropriate. And I think it's further inappropriate that it was done without consultation from anyone on the city council or the mayor. Consultation doesn't mean calling somebody and saying, look what I've done, what do you think? That's not consultation. Consultation is, here's the problem we want to solve. How do you think we should solve it? And coming up together with a plan to address the problem. I just don't think we've done that in this case. Senator Apodaca has come up with a solution without defining a problem and quite clearly is going to enforce his will on the voters of Asheville. And that further erodes trust in the system. And that's not a good thing.
So did he give you copies of this map that you guys are to look over right now?
Yes, he gave us paper copies. We don't have machine-readable copies. It's difficult to know exactly how it would affect, for example, existing elected city council people. The roads aren't labeled. The details on the map pretty much fit on a 8.5 by 11-inch sheet. I would like a machine-readable copy so that I could zero in on impacts at the borders to see exactly what the impact is going to be. You know, are we keeping neighborhoods intact? That would be important. And it's hard for me to know at this point. I would sure like to know from some folks in the city how they feel about those borders. And I'm not sure they can even see them, but it's a pretty small map.
Paint me a picture. In the room, was it you, Senator Apodaca, Representative Ager, and who else was there?
Representative Brian Turner and Representative Susan Disher.
Okay, so you were all there, represented.
Yes.
Okay. That didn't satisfy what you had talked about as far as consulting with the other representatives and senators in the area?
Senator Apodaca brought us together. He showed us the map. We had several suggestions about process. For example, would he consider a referendum? No. Would he consider independent redistricting? No. So it didn't feel like a consultation. It felt like a fait accompli. And he gets to do that. But like I said, for me, the bottom line is what I like to do when I am considering any legislation is the first thing I like to do is talk to as many people as possible who are going to be affected by it. Because there are always unintended consequences. And you can't identify those unintended consequences unless you bring them to the table. And when you do that, you build a relationship and you build trust. This kind of a procedure does not build a relationship. It does not build trust. And we've seen that over and over and over again in terms of how Asheville has been treated by the General Assembly. And I just think that's wrong.
So he gave you 48 hours to respond. What response do you think you will give to Senator Apodaca?
I don't honestly know at this point. One of my concerns is that we respect neighborhoods in this game. And so I have reached out to the mayor to ask her if, in fact, she can find out for me if that's the case. And if it's not the case, I might ask that the boundaries be moved a little bit to respect Asheville neighborhoods. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to cut neighborhoods in half so that we maybe get a political result that doesn't adequately reflect the actual culture of Asheville.
Okay. And what was Senator Apodaca's rationale for making these changes?
I honestly think you have to ask him. You know, again, had that been how the meeting got started, here's the problem we want to address. Then maybe I could answer that question. But I don't know what his rationale is.
He didn't offer one to the rest of you.
I think we can assume that he thinks district elections are a better way for Asheville to go. But, you know, we're not a very big city. And so I'm not sure that necessarily makes sense. I'd like to have a longer conversation about that.
This legislature in the past couple of years has made changes to two municipalities that I can count, Wake County and Greensboro. And on both of those, they weren't without controversy, and they made changes that would have benefited Republicans. Do you think that that could be a reason for making changes to Asheville City Council?
Clearly, I think that's the case. If it wasn't the case, why wouldn't we have been invited to provide input about how this is done?